Because
his missionary experience is particularly for Christians.
我们跟从主非常多年。
So we spend many years following the Lord.
我们呢也常常听主的呼召。
And we always hear God's calling.
我们不是只是在教会聚会。
Not just that we come and gather at church.
我们也走出去。
But we also go outside.
我们被神差遣出去。
Be sent by God.
把福音传出去。
And to preach His gospel.
相信这样的聚会会激励我们。
And I believe that this special meeting will encourage us.
好像我们在主的事上，我们更多的能够有一些。 侍奉在那里,
so that in God's matters, we will serve more.
早上的时候，我们先一起来看 以斯帖记第五章。
First, let's open up to the book of Esther, chapter 5.
我们先一起来把经文我们都来读一次。
Let's read all the verses.
以斯帖记第五章第三节到第六节，我先请弟兄一起来读。
Esther 5:3-6, brothers.
第三节到第六节，我们弟兄一起来读。
Brothers.
王对他说：“王后以斯帖啊，你要什么？你求什么，就是国的一半，也必赐给你。”以斯帖说：“王若以为美，就请王带着哈曼今日赴我所预备的筵席。” 王哈曼速速照以斯帖的话去行，于是王带着哈曼赴以斯帖所预备的筵席。在酒席前，王又问以斯帖说：“你要什么？我必赐给你。你求什么，就是国的一半，也必为你成就。”那第二处的经文在第七章第二节到第五节。
Secondly, Esther chapter 7, 2-5.
这一次我们请姐妹来读这处的经文，第七章第二节到第五节。
Sisters, read Esther chapter 7, 2-5.
好，请姐妹来，这第二次。 好，我们就停到这边。我们再看第三处的经文，在第八章的第五节到第八节。那这次我们请弟兄来读第五节到第八节，第八章第五节到第八节。
Esther chapter 8:5-8, brothers.
雅甲图哈米大他的儿子哈曼设谋传旨，要杀灭在王各省的犹大人。现今王若愿意，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若以为美，若喜悦我，请王令下旨意，废除哈曼所传的那旨意。 我何忍见我本族的人受害？何忍见我从中的人被灭呢？亚哈随鲁王对王后以斯帖和犹大莫迪改说：“因哈曼要下手害犹大人，我已将他的家产赐给以斯帖，也将哈曼挂在木架上。现在你们可以随意奉王的名。”
名谕旨给犹大人，用王的戒指盖印，因为奉王名所写王戒盖印谕旨，人都不能废除。好，我们这一处经文就停到这里。最后，我们来读第九章的十三节到十六节。第九章十三节到十六节，那我们请姐妹来读这处的经文。 Esther 9:13-16.
以斯帖说：“王若以为美。”
Tomorrow, So the king commanded that it should be done so. He should be Susa. The bronze comes down for him. The Jews who were in Susa assembled also on the 14th day of the month. The dawn and killed 300 men in Susa, but they did not lay their hands on the plunder. Now the rest of the Jews who were in the king's property assembled to defend the light and rid themselves of their enemies. They killed 75,000 of those who hated them, but they did not lay their hands on the plunder. Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we can thank you and praise you.
早晨，我们又可以在你的面前。
And this morning we get to come to you again.
我们来领受你的祝福。
Come to receive your blessing.
我们也恳求你的话语说在我们的心里面。
And we ask that your words will penetrate in us.
叫我们生活有一个方向。
So that our life will now with a direction.
因着我们遵行神的旨意。
Because we obey your will.
所以呢，我们有这个圣灵的能力在我们的里面。
And now we will be clothed with the power of the Spirit.
在一切主你所部署的事上，主我们得以成功。
In all the things that you have bestowed on us, let us be successful.
主啊，让我们细心地观察主你自己的工作。
So let us pay close attention to your work.
主啊，好叫我们在凡事上都能够顺从你。
So that in all things we may obey you.
主啊，我们把今天的聚会交托在主的手中。
So Lord, we put this morning's meeting in your hands.
洁净孩子的口。
Cleanse our mouth.
主啊，使我能够 说你的话,
so that we may speak your words.
好叫我和弟兄姊妹一同蒙恩,
so the brother, sister, and I can receive your blessing.
主我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
将祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。 Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚读的四处经文里面, 我相信你们已经发现到一个重点。
In the verses that we just read, brothers and sisters, I think you will find a main point.
就是每一次以斯帖说话的时候, 他都会提到王若以为美这样的一个词句。
He said every time before Queen Esther speaks, she will start with, if it pleases the king.
那在新约罗马书12章17节特别说到,
in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, chapter 12:17, it says,
他说不要以恶报恶,
never pay back evil for evil.
众人以为美的事要留心去做,
respect what is right in the sight of all men.
所以呢，在新约呢，保罗这里呢，特别告诉我们每一个人呢，我们要 留心做那个人众人以为美的事。
So in the New Testament, Paul asks us to be alert and then to do things that is right in the sight of all men.
那这里说到美是什么呢?
What is the right thing?
这个美是什么呢?
What are these right things?
所以呢，我们仔细的去看， 当圣经用这个美的时候， 特别说到这个以为美的事， 这个美呢，就是讲到一个外在的这样的一个美丽。
So when we read the Bible carefully, when the Bible describes the good things, it is the good things that has a great appearance.
那要特别说到这个外在的美丽呢，是因为从里面呢有一个良善，那一个好的本质在里面。
And the things that has a good appearance, it is because inside of that thing, it has the goodness that overflows to outside.
所以呢，在人的里面没有错，就是有一个良善的本质在那里，也有一个美好的价值在那里。所以呢，这些呢，全部都彰显于外。
So that's why for a man, is what's inside, if it's goodness that is inside, that is overflowing out, then he will do good things.
所以这个美字呢，也特别在路加福音21章呢使用过。
So this word good or right is also used in the book of Luke chapter 21.
就讲到呢，就是说有人在谈论圣殿的时候，是用那个美食。 还有供物装饰而成的。
He said when people describe the temple, they will say that this temple will be built with the good rocks.
所以呢，就是他们看到一个圣殿那么美好，树立在那里的时候。
He said when people see this temple being built up,
他们看到这个圣殿外在的美丽,
they will see the good appearance of the temple.
是因为呢，他们有许多美好的石头在那里，一一的放在那边。
And it is because this temple is built by these good rocks.
所以呢，这些美丽的价值就把这个圣殿显得更为美丽。
So from these good rocks, now this temple has a good appearance.
所以这个美这个字呢，特别讲到就是说，它比那个好呢，还要再进一步。
So these good things is better than just okay.
所以呢，那个好呢，就是散发出来就变成美。
And this goodness will be manifested in beauty.
所以呢，保罗就在这边说，不要以恶报恶。
So that's why Paul says, never pay back evil for evil.
我们不要拿那个不好的事物、不好的态度、不好的行为作为得罪我们的人的回报、回礼或是报酬跟答谢。
And never repay someone with evil things.
所以呢，我们不要因为别人对我们不好，所以我们反过来呢，拿这些不好的事物来对待他们。
So not because someone does evil to you that you will revenge with evil.
那这保罗劝勉我们呢，我们要用我们里面那个美好的事物，就是那个好的态度、好的行为，来报答这些对我们不好的人。
Paul urges us to return goodness from evil.
所以呢，当我们这样做的时候，就能把我们里面的价值表现出来，那良好的本质就可以显露出来。
It is when we do as such, then we can reveal the goodness that is in us.
这里呢，不但说啊，做这个美的事情。
Here is not only asking us to do what is right.
保罗是说做到所有的人的身上。
But do what's right to all men.
用一个诚实的态度，把你里面那个美好显露在所有人的身上。
Use a sincere attitude to reveal your goodness to all men.
那这些人不单单包含行善的人，也包含作恶的人。
So these men include men that do good and also men that do evil.
所以当我们愿意这样去对待他们的时候
，is when we are using this attitude.
从我们里面心里面发出那个美善，还有那个正直的思想，就影响到他们。
Then when we are overflowed with a goodness, then we can affect the people around us.
那我们交通以斯帖记啊有四次的时间，今天我们要到最后一次。
Now this is the fourth time we're going to talk about the book of Esther.
那我们就是把以斯帖记跟路德记做了一个比较。
So here is a comparison between the book of Esther and the book of Ruth.
我们特别讲到路德呢，他在那里表现的是一个更美之约。
The book of Ruth represents a confident, a good, a better confidence.
那以斯帖记呢，可以做一个说明，就是讲到他那里有一个更深的爱。
And in the book of Esther, it describes the deeper love.
那所以路德跟以斯帖呢，都是作为，就是他们的见证呢，都是这一个最好的典范。
So that's why the book of Ruth and the book of Esther, they are serving as a great example.
因为他们两位姐妹呢，都留心去做众人以为美的事。
Because these two sisters, they do what is right in the sight of man.
所以我们讲到以斯帖记的时候，特别讲到她自始忠心。
In the book of Esther, we describe her as someone who is obedient to her death.
讲到呢，她愿意顺服她的长辈养父莫迪改。
How she is submissive to her godfather, Mordecai.
那我们也特别说到，虽然她的婚姻呢不是她自己选择的
，and we talked about how even though her marriage was not by her own choice，
可是呢，借着她的这一段的婚姻，却成就了她整个她的本族的生命能够延续下去。
But it is because of her submission that she get to save her own race。
所以不管从路德记来看也好，从以斯帖记来看也好，我们可以看到一个神的心意。
That doesn't matter if we read the book of Ruth or the book of Esther, we can see God's will being done in the world.
神的心意就是要他的儿女们能够在地上繁衍生命，教养生命，并且把这个生命延续下去。
And what is God's will? God's will is for his people to multiply and have an inheritance in this world.
所以如果我们细细的读以斯帖记的时候，若以为美这四个字呢，那是我们很容易读到的字眼。
Now, if we read the book, if we read the book of Esther carefully, we will see that the word "if it pleases the king" comes around a lot.
因为在十章的圣经里面有九次呢出现“王若以为美”或是怎么样怎么样以为美的这样的一个词语。
If we read all 10 chapters of the book of Esther, "if it pleases the king" will come up 9 times.
所以呢，当这些词汇出现的时候呢，大部分都是出自于亚哈水鲁王身边的人。
So when we read these words are usually spoken around King Ahasuerus.
好像在那样一个时代里面，他们在那里侍奉君王的时候
，just like at that time when the people are serving this king.
那他们想提供君王一些好的建议或是一些看法。
When they want to make a suggestion to this king,
他们可能不能直接就告诉王说，你就照着我所说的去做吧。
They can't just straight up and tell the king and say, do it like this.
可能呢，有时候这样做反而招来杀身之祸，对不对？
Because if they say it that way, they may just get slaughtered.
我是做国王的，你凭什么分布我？
That I am the king, who are you to tell me what to do?
那 可能国王做错事了，回头过来就怪他是说，看，都是你出了什么馊主意。
If something bad comes up, the king would just blame that person and say, "What type of suggestion did you just give me?"
所以呢，在那个时代，很容易人头就马上落地。
So at that old time, people lose their life.
所以呢，聪明人呢，跟王说话的时候就说，王若是你以为美。
So that's why the wise men, when they come to the king, they would say, "If it pleases the king."
若这件事你看为美的话，你就可以这样这样这样去做。
If you think this is right, then why don't you do it this way?
所以呢，经过国王的思考之后，哎，他觉得不错不错，这样去做。回过头来就是做错了，他也不会责怪说话的人。
So if the king thought about it and he agreed and he gave a command, if something goes wrong, it is on the king's head.
所以我们在看路德记的时候，常常有一些人他们在国王身边说话的时候，就是。王啊，你若看为美的话。
So that's why in the book of Esther, whoever gives a suggestion to the king, they will start if it pleases the king.
那你就可以照着我给你的建议去做。
If it pleases the king, then the king can do as he wants.
所以我们在第一章的时候呢，我们看到有一个大臣呢，叫做米姆干的。
So that's why in the first chapter, we see this big city.
所以呢，他那时候呢，就向国王说话说，王啊，你若以为美，就降旨。
So then, this person said to the king, said, "If it pleases the king, do this."
你可以把王后呢给废除掉。
You could now abolish the queen.
而且这样的旨意呢，永远不要改变。
And then once you abolish her, don't ever change your mind.
可是呢，在米姆干这个位大臣的里面呢，他内心呢是充满了不安和不美。
But when this person gave the king this request, he was not peaceful.
因为为什么呢？因为王后呢，在当时呢，这个王后呢，瓦什提，她藐视国王。
Because at that time, Queen Vashti, she disobeyed the Lord's king's command.
她害怕那个王后，她一个人的作为影响到全国的妇人。
And he was afraid that what the queen had done would lead to all the women in the kingdom to disobey her husband.
所以呢，他就希望国王能够降旨呢。把这个王后的位分赐给另外一个妇人，比这个王后还好的女人。
So that's why this official recommended to the king to abolish this queen and to find a better wife.
所以当他替王出主意的时候，他里面呢是充满了不美跟不安。
So when this official gave this the request to the king, he was not peaceful.
可是呢，在说话的时候呢，他仍然要说王若以为美。
So when he spoke, he started with "If it pleases the king."
所以我们看到这些不美的思想里面呢，他带出一个王后跟国王跟王后之间的离异。
So here, when he gave these suggestions to the king, it brought out the relationship between the king and the queen.
虽然他建议国王做的是一件美事
，even though he is suggesting the king to do the right thing.
可是呢，在那个心里面呢，却是充满了一个不安。
But yet in him, he did not have inner peace.
那在那里呢，他又为了满足国王的一个眼目，这个眼目上的情欲。
And also, he was trying to appeal to the lust of the king.
是因为国王那一时之间，他眼目上的情欲没有办法满足的时候。
Because at that time, when the king could not satisfy his own lust.
所以呢，他就觉得啊，这个大臣的建议非常的好。
Then at that time, he decided to follow this official's suggestion.
所以他就采取了行动，就把王后给废除了。
So at that time, he took action and he abolished Queen Vashti.
到了第二章呢，以斯帖记第二章的时候，我们看到慢慢的时日过去之后。
And then in the book of chapter 2, we see that as time has passed,
国王呢又想念这个王后了。
The king wants his queen back.
可是在那个年代里面，当国王下一个指令之后，他就没有办法再更改。
But at that time, when a king gave a command, he could never take it back.
被废掉的王后呢，也不能再把她找回来。
The queen that is now abolished, she cannot come back.
所以这个时候呢，又有一位在国王旁边服侍他的大臣呢，就在那里说话了。
And then, so another official before the king gave him another suggestion.
那他提出来了一个计划。
And then he skillfully said this.
他说呢，王，你若看为美。
He said, they said, if it pleases the king,
我们可以在全国各地各处寻找美貌的处女。
Let all the beautiful young virgins be sought for the king.
如果王喜爱这位女子，
if the king pleases, if any of these girls pleases the king,
我们就可以立她为王后。
Then we can make her the new queen,
来代替前面的王后瓦什提，
to replace Queen Vashti.
所以呢，这一个大臣呢，在他说话的时候，
and when this official was speaking,
其实呢，他在里面呢，他只是想来满足国王心里面的一个欲望而已。
I think at that time that official was just trying to appeal to the lust of the king.
可是当他出这样的主意的时候
，But it is at that time when he gave this suggestion.
在全国各处呢，就有许多的人家就与他们女儿的关系被断掉。
It is when he gave these suggestions. Now a lot of these young daughters will be departed from their own families.
这些女儿们呢，就离开他们的家。好像跟家里的关系完全断绝，从此呢就在王宫里面来侍奉国王。
A lot of these young daughters, as a result, will be taken away from their home and be put in the king's palace.
好像在许多人的痛楚上面呢，只是为满足亚哈水鲁王的一个意念。
Just like so many of these young women have to go through this pain just to satisfy the king's lust.
所以呢，我们也可以看到这一个大臣里面的一个不美。
So we see that what the official is suggesting is not a good thing.
那只为呢满足这个国王的他肉体上的一个情欲。
Because he is only appealing to the physical lust of the king.
所以呢我们也可以到了第三章我们可以再看到。
But now in chapter 3 now we see.
当亚哈水鲁王他把哈曼呢抬举升高成为宰相之后。
When King Ahasuerus now exhorts Haman to be his top official.
那哈曼呢，他因为权位高升了，所以呢，许多人就对他毕恭毕敬。
And because of his positions, Haman now a lot of people bowed to him.
所以我们交通到只有一个人莫迪改呢，对他呢是不敬不拜。
And only one person refused to bow down to him, and that's Mordecai.
所以呢，这件事让哈曼又怒又气又恨。
So because of Mordecai not bowing down to Haman, Haman is furious.
所以呢，哈曼不但要把莫迪改给杀了，还要把所有的犹大人都给杀害。
So not only that Haman wants to kill Mordecai, but he wants to kill his own race, all the Jews in the kingdom.
可是呢，他想杀害莫迪改跟犹大人的动机，那他自己没有办法做。
But for Haman, he cannot set his own rule, so he is coming up with a plan.
所以呢，他就想了一个办法，借刀杀人。
So he thought of a way to appeal to the king to kill the Jews.
所以呢，他就跟国王讲，国王啊，你若看为美。
So he said to the king, if it pleases the king.
你可不可以下一个指令呢，灭绝国中的犹大人。
Maybe you can command so that you will kill off all the Jews.
所以呢，我就可以捐一万两他连德的银子。
Then I can give 10,000 pounds of silver to the kingdom.
所以呢，我们看到呢，好像哈曼呢，他就借着一笔的政治现金。
So that's you could see that Haman is using political funds to try to use the king.
达成他个人的一个私欲的满足。
To satisfy one thing that he wanted to do.
那国王呢，只是因为他个人呢。国库能够增加一笔丰厚的收入。
And the king, because he wanted these funds,
又因为他抬举了哈曼，所以他就让他去做这事。
And because he sees Haman as an important person, he accepted his request.
所以呢，我们看到这几件事情，因为亚哈水鲁王他都没有留心去思想。
So here we see that how King Ahasuerus is being so careless.
他没有去想一想，看看这些人以为美的事，以为美的建议。在他们最底最底处所安排的是怎么样的一个不好的意念
How he didn't see these things through. How things that look good on the outside is actually very evil on the inside.
虽然他们都说王若以为美
So people start with if it pleases the king.
可是呢实际上都是包含了不美的一个心
But if you look at it carefully, these things will not
be the king. 这时候呢作为一个国王他应该好好的来思想
And as a king, he should have thought things through.
留心去看这些事情到底正确不正确。
To be careful and determine if these things are right or wrong.
所以呢，这亚哈水鲁王虽然他满足了肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
So King Ahasuerus, he satisfied his own lust and his own pride.
可是呢，却在背地造成许多的伤害。
But yet his result is to kill off a lot of people.
可是呢，这些人给王建议的时候，都带出他们一个言语上、计划上，还有这些谋算上的一些很不好的事情。
But you could see that all these people, when they come and suggest to the king things that look good outside, may not be good inside.
所以以至于王呢，就顺从罪来做恶的事。
So that's why the king followed the suggestions, ended up doing evil things.
其实我们在常常看电影的时候呢。一些好的电影呢，我们都可以看到一些精彩的一个剧情。
So when we just like when we watch a movie,
那这些导演呢，就是在剧情呢到了一个高潮的时候，他就搬 就是安排许多正好的那个情节。
And when the plot reaches climax, we could see a lot of good things happening.
然后安排许多恰好的元素，让我们想象不到，哎，事情怎么会这样发生？
A lot of surprising elements that will surprise you.
其实我们做神的儿女，我们在生活上也是这样。
But as children of God, when we live our daily living, it's exactly like that.
神是我们这一生最好的导演。
God is our great director.
所以呢，他知道我们忧心的时候，他就恰好呢，就安排一句话让我们可以宽心。
So when we are in worries, when we have anxiety, He will prepare for us a word.
神在我们困苦的时候呢，他就刚刚好让有一件事情发生，让我们能够脱离那困苦的苦境。
And when we are in pain or sorrow, God will arrange something to happen to comfort us.
有时候在我们危难的时候，就这么近。时间就那么掐的那么好，就来了一个人帮助我们度过这样的一个危难。
And when we face great difficulties, it is at that moment someone will step up and help.
所以我们看以斯帖记的时候，我们常常可以看到这样的一个情景。
So in the book of Esther, we see the same thing.
神把许多的环节都安排的好好的。
That a lot of these things they come in order.
虽然人在那里作恶。
Even though men want to do evil
things, 可是神的儿女还是得到保守。
But God's children are protected.
弟兄姊妹们，神的手一直介入我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, God's hands are always involving in our lives.
我们对神怎么样，可能我们彼此不知道我们彼此对神是怎么样的一个态度。
Maybe we don't know how each of us are to God.
可是呢，神一定知道我们是怎么对他的。
But God knows how you are to Him.
所以我们做神的儿女，我们对神越认真。
So that's why, as children of God, if we are serious about our relationship,
在生活里面呢，神就会越多安排那样一个刚好、恰好。这样的一个事件在我们的周围。
Then in our life, there will be moments that when you feel it is just right.
所以呢，以斯帖呢，他就在这个前面的王后被废之后。
So Esther now becomes the new queen after Queen Vashti was abolished.
她正好呢是在一个适婚的年纪能够被选入宫中。
It is just at the right time that she can now be married into the king's palace.
也恰好呢。以斯帖就被国王选中成为新的王后。
And it is just at the right moment that she was chosen to be the new queen.
那也刚刚好呢，她是一个犹大人。
And it is also just at that moment that she is also a Jew.
所以呢，就在整个犹大民族灭亡之际，她可以挺身而出。
So that's why just before the destructions of the whole race of the Jews, she could step up for her people.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读到圣经的时候，我们看到以斯帖记她能够挺身而出，也不是一件简单的事。
So brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Esther, you can see that it was not easy for Esther to step up.
因为即便她是王后的时候，她去见国王都要有一个招命。
Because even though she was the queen, she can only be summoned to the king when he wishes.
因为当国王召她的时候，她才能够去见国王。
And she can only see the king when she is being summoned.
所以任何人没有国王的招命去见国王的时候，
Whoever was not summoned that appeared before the king,
在当时如果国王没有伸出金杖的话，他就是死路一条。
At that time, if the king does not raise out his golden scepter, that person is dead.
所以呢，在以斯帖的心里面，他知道这件事，今天国王没有召他，如果他去见王的话，他就是死路一条。
So for Queen Esther, she understands that if she appears before the king when she is not summoned, she could die.
可是为着他自己的性命，为着整个民族的一个延续，
But yet, for her own life, for her people, she risked this.
她忠心在神的面前。
Faithfully, she stood before the Lord.
所以她愿意挺身而出。
So that's why she stepped up.
所以呢，我们可以从以斯帖记第四章的时候看到一个记述。
So here, in the book of Esther, chapter 4, it says,
她说以斯帖呢，为着解救她自己和犹大人。
That for her own life and her people,
所以呢，借着犹大人为他禁食祷告三天三夜。
And she asked the Jews to fast for her 3 days and nights.
所以他就冒着必死的决心去见王。
So now that Esther is determined to face the king.
那非常幸运的，国王向着以斯帖就伸出他手中的金杖向他施恩。
And luckily, when Esther came before the king raised out his golden scepter.
啊，不但这样，看到他呢，还向他说出美言，向他表达出爱他的这样的一个话。
Not only the king did not want to kill her, he also tells her that how he loves her.
所以呢，就在第一处我们刚刚读的经文里面。
So in the first verses that we just read,
那我们可以看到我们的姐妹。
Then we see that Esther, our sister.
那她真的是 内在美跟外在美兼具,
how she has both internal and external beauty.
不但有勇气, 她也有智慧,
not only she is courageous, but she is also wise.
她在面对整个 犹大人这个生命的安危的时候,
now she carries the burdens of her own race.
她没有看到国王的时候, 就在那里哭哭啼啼的。
Before she met the king, she was still crying.
在国王问她要什么呢, 求什么的时候,
but when the king asked her what she is requesting, she does not just tell the king straight up.
她也没有在国王说我可以把我的国土的一半给你的时候,
when the king tell her that he can give her even half of his kingdom,
她就欢乐地把自己的使命给忘了。
She did not just now forsake what she was asking for and took the kingdom.
所以呢, 在这样的一个场合里面, 我们可以看到以斯帖呢, 当国王问他的时候,
it is at that moment when the king asked her what she is requesting.
她把她那个内心里面最美的一件事, 她想呈现在国王的面前。
And she wants to say the most right, the good, the best things before the king.
所以呢, 在第一处我们读的经文里面呢, 她就请国王带着哈曼一起来赴他的筵席。
So that's why in Esther chapter 5, the first thing she asked for is for the king and Haman to come to her banquet.
我不知道以斯帖做这件事情到底有什么用啊。
I don't know what Esther had planned.
为什么请国王跟哈曼一起来吃饭，可以来帮助他？
Why did she ask the king and Haman to come to her banquet?
那圣经没有仔细的解释。
The Bible doesn't describe it in detail.
可是我们可以看到第一处记载的时候, 当国王问他你要什么，你要求什么的时候,
but in here it says when the king said to her, what is your request?
那他只是一个非常的简单，就说 王若以为美，请你带哈曼一起来赴我的筵席。
All she said is, if it pleases the king, may the king and Haman come to my banquet.
那国王呢，马上就按着这样的一件事情去做喽。
And then the king said, sure, I'll do it.
所以呢，当哈曼呢来到。 当国王跟哈曼一起来到以斯帖的宴席上面的时候,
so when king, the king and Haman came to Esther's banquet,
当着哈曼的面, 国王又再一次说了,
before Haman, the king said this,
你要什么我必赐给你,
the said king to Esther and said, what is you requesting?
你求什么就是国的一半也必为你成就,
whatever you want, even half of the kingdom, I will give you.
这个时候我相信哈曼呢在旁边是听到了,
and I think at that time Haman heard the king.
那也非常奇妙，就在这个宴席结束之后,
and wonderfully after the banquet is over,
我们前面都有交通，国王在那一夜就睡不着了。
And then here we already talked about how king lost his sleep.
因为他睡不着，所以他就把历史书拿出来读。
Because he couldn't sleep, so he started reading the book of the Chronicles.
这一组有一件奇妙的事就发生了。
And he was reading these old books. Something amazing happened.
因为莫迪改曾经救了他的性命，救了国王的性命。
Because now that he read the recent history, he remembered that Mordecai saved his life.
国王就说有没有来报答他呢？
And then the king said, Mordecai saved my life. Did I repay him?
后来旁边的人说没有报答他，国王就 把一切的尊荣加在他的身上。
And then when the people told the king that he never repaid Mordecai for what he had done, then the king decided to give him a lot.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们睡不着的时候，
so brothers and sisters, when you are losing sleep,
最好的时候就是把圣经赶快拿出来读。
It's the best time to read the Bible.
为什么呢？ 因为神会在那个时候把他的话语再告诉我们。
I'll tell you why, because when you read, God will speak to you.
弟兄姊妹，平常我们读圣经已经非常宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, it is precious when we read the book.
可是在我们没办法入眠的时候,
but when we can't sleep,
我们心思受到搅扰的时候,
when we are troubled,
可能我们旁边有一些人是我们很担心，让我们无法入睡的时候,
maybe there are things or people that we have anxiety about.
弟兄姊妹，把神的话拿起来读一读，看看神是向我们怎么说的。
Brothers and sisters, read God's word. Maybe He wants to speak to you.
可能神就借着我们帮助了那些需要帮助的人。
Maybe then through you, God can help the people around you.
弟兄姊妹，我们思想一下，现在呢，以斯帖他心里所想的美事是什么？
So brothers and sisters, in this moment, what is a good thing that Queen Esther could have said?
请国王吃饭，他想到的是自己吗？
When she took the king in for her banquet, was she requesting something for herself?
没错，她想到的是她的性命也在安危之际。
Yes, I think that she is thinking about her own life.
可是呢，她更是为着她的骨肉同胞在那里做一个思考。
But more importantly, I think she is thinking about her people.
所以呢，在这个时候呢，她就请国王来吃饭。
So that's why she held a banquet for the king.
弟兄姊妹，当国王给他这样的一个答复的时候，我都想到说，如果是我的话， 我已经憋不住了，对不对？那么重要的事，心里那么重大的负担。国王说可以，你向我求什么要什么我都给你成就。
So I think that at the first time when the king asked Esther if she had any requests, I think if it was me, I wouldn't be able to hold back because I have such a heavy burden. I would have asked the king the first time.
所以呢，在我憋不住的时候，我就马上告诉国王，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，把所有的事情都告诉他。
And when I couldn't hold on to it anymore, I would have just asked at the first time.
这时候哈曼就在旁边，正好国王就可以处置他。
And then at that time, since Haman was already there, the king would have just executed Haman.
可是呢，以斯帖没有这样做。
But yet Esther held in.
那我们到第六章的时候，我们可以看到。
And in chapter number 6, we could see this.
那莫迪改呢，因为国王免除了他免除国王被杀的危机。
Because Mordecai saved the king.
所以呢，王就提升他。
So that's why the king wanted to honor Mordecai.
哈曼呢就没有办法继续来危害莫迪改。
So that's why Haman, even though hating Mordecai, now can no longer harm Mordecai.
在第七章的时候，我们看到这是第二次以斯帖预备这个宴席，请国王跟哈曼来赴宴。
And in chapter 7, we see that this is now the second time that the king and Esther was having a banquet.
所以呢，同样的，国王在酒席前呢就跟以斯帖说。
So just like last time, before the banquet started, the king said this to Esther.
你要什么，我必赐给你。
The king said, "What is your petition, Queen Esther?"
你求什么，就是国的一半也必为你成就。
It shall be granted to you. What is your request? Even to have the kingdom, it shall be done.
可是同样的呀，以斯帖在这个时候用同样的事，就是说我若在王面前蒙恩。
And then, just like the last time, the queen said, "If I find favor in your sight, and if it pleases the king."
我若主这个王若以为美。
If it pleases the king.
所以在这个时候呢，他谦卑在国王的面前。
So at that time, the queen was humbled before the king.
他把他心里面的开始慢慢的说出来。
And then she started slowly telling the king what
her request is. 当他愿意国王来为他成就的时候，他还是希望国王能够留心看这件事是一个美事。
When Queen Esther made her request, she wanted the king to think about it carefully.
所以呢，这里说到他所愿的呢，是愿王将他个人的性命赏赐给他。
So here, what he is asked is that let my life be given me as my petition.
他所求的呢是求本族的人能够赏赐给他。
And my people as my request.
因为他的本族被卖了。
Because his people has been sold.
一万他连的银子就把整个犹大人给卖了。
For 10,000 tablets of silver, all her people are now sold.
他在这里跟王讲呢，如果他在这样的一个时刻，他再也没有作为的时候。
And then she said that if she remained silent before the king,
说到王的损失是敌人不能补足的。
Then the king would lose so much that he wouldn't even recognize.
兄弟们，当我读到这一处经文的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when I read these verses,
我就看到我们姐妹里面那心里的一个美丽。
I see that this goodness that is in our sister.
因为它里面有这样的一个美丽的思想，所以影响到她外面有一个美丽的行动。
Because she has this goodness that is in her, she now is doing good things.
她愿意放下自己的性命来成就所有人得到。活的生命。
And at that point, she is willing to lay down her life so that her people can be saved.
弟兄姊妹，能够一直活，这个生命能够活，也是我们主的心意。
So brothers and sisters, when we live our life, it is God's will.
因为我们的神非常爱我们。
Because our God so loved us.
他爱我们呢，他愿意把一个永远的生命赏赐给我们。
He loved us so much that he wants us to have eternal life.
所以在约翰福音第三章第十六节，我们都知道的，就说到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
So that's why in John 3:16 it says, "So the God loved man that he gave us his only begotten son."
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in his name will not perish, but have eternal life.
我们也知道主耶稣用有人用30块钱就把主耶稣给卖了。
And then we see that people only use 30 tablets of gold, and people sold Jesus.
可是呢，主耶稣被卖呢，不但被卖，还被在钉在十字架上，不但被钉在十字架上，而且死了。
Not only Jesus was then kept, was captured, he was also put on the cross and nailed to his death.
可是我们知道神有一个奇妙的作为就叫他复活。
But then we know that God's will is for Jesus to be resurrected.
这一件事情叫所有信他的人都知道我们有一个永生的盼望。
So that it is through this thing that now who believes in his name will now have eternal life.
所以一个属神的人呢他们不是永远沉沦在黑暗世界里的人。
So now the people that are of God will not be fallen anymore.
今天如果我们愿意脱离那个黑暗的世界
Today, if we're willing to choose to be out of darkness,
我们只有一条路就是来相信主耶稣基督。
And the only way that now we have is to believe in Jesus.
在这里呢我就思想为什么以斯帖说王的损失敌人万不能补足。
So here, now I'm trying to understand why Esther said that what the king is about to lose can never be repaid.
原来在一个国度里面没有了神的儿女。
Because in his kingdom, if there's no more God's people,
这样的一个国度何等的可怕。
Then his kingdom is now just darkness.
所以在新约的圣经里面主耶稣告诉我们说我们是世上的盐我们是世界的光。
So that's why in the New Testament, God describes us as the light of the world and the salt of the world.
我们作为一个神的儿女我们在世上就是作为光作为盐的功能。
So as children of God, now we are the light and the salt.
没有神的选民。
If there is no God's people,
神的儿女在这个国度里面没有加增的时候
If in this kingdom there is no more man of God,
这个国家一定是慢慢慢慢走入毁灭的一个国家
then the only destiny of this kingdom is to fall.
没有基督徒
if there is no Christians,
一定是一个国家的损失
then I tell you that that kingdom will not last.
所以呢，当亚哈随鲁王听到以斯帖这样的一个问答之后
So that's why when King Ahasuerus heard what Esther said,
相信他已经开始呢学习留心来听以斯帖的这样的一个问答
And I think at that time, the king is now paying close attention to what Esther says.
所以他发现到一个问题的核心在哪里的时候，他就马上问以斯帖说，是谁做这件事呢？
And when the king finally understood what Esther was trying to
say, 这个人现在在哪里呢？
He asked, who is he and where is he?
所以接下来的事我们都知道发生什么事，这个恶人哈曼呢，按着他心中的恶念得到了一个惩处。
And then here we see that at the end, Haman, because of his evil things, is now put to death.
所以到第八章我们看到王后以斯帖再一次来向国王说话
And then in the book of Esther chapter 8 Esther said this to the king
所以呢她在这里呢又再讲一次
And here she asked again
就是在我荧幕上我红色呢标注起来这一句话
He said on the screens these are the words in red
她说现今王若愿意
He said if it pleases the king
王若我若在王眼前蒙恩
If I have found favor before him
王若以为美
And if the matter seems proper to the king,
若喜悦我
and if I'm pleasing in his sight,
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这三处的经文，刚开始呢，以斯帖指的是说王若以为美。
In the beginning, Esther would only say if it pleases the king.
第二处经文我们看到就是说我若在王的面前蒙恩。王若以为美
And then the secondly, she would say, if he pleases the king and if I have found favor before him.
这一处的经文更说到现今王若愿意。
But then in chapter 8, she also added, if the matter seems proper to the king,
就说到王若喜悦我
and if I am pleasing in your sight,
四个若字
for all four ifs,
让我们可以看到以斯帖是何等那样聪明
we see how wise Esther really is.
从一句话从三处的经文里面让国王能够好好的来思想这件事
It is the same saying said three times, trying to make the king pay close attention.
所以在国王知道前面的旨意是要杀灭所有的犹大人的时候
So now that the king understood his old law was to kill off all the Jews
在现在这个时候呢国王就向莫迪改跟以斯帖说今天你可以拿我手上的印戒当作印剑来盖印
And today now he gives a new command and his ring to Esther so that they can revoke the old law.
你们也可以奉我的名来写一个新的旨意。
In the king's name, now they can write the new law.
也就是说这里有一个新的旨意代替了前面的旨意。
Meaning that now there's a new covenant to replace the old covenant.
好像前面那一个不好的旨意呢是不能废的。
Which is the wrong thing that was not able to abolish before.
可是奇妙的事就是在这里有一个新的旨意盖过了前面的旨意。
But what's wonderfully done is that now there is a new law to cover.
也是亚哈随鲁王他亲自愿意这样的事情成就。
It is something that is dear to King Ahasuerus' heart.
所以因着这样的旨意不但以斯帖他自己 就连他本族的人都一起得到了新的生命。
So now through this new law, not only Esther is saved, but her people are saved.
所以觉得主耶稣基督就是这样，他常常把一个新的约来给我们享受。
Just like what Jesus has done, He has now given us this new covenant.
所以借着我们的主耶稣基督，他废去了死亡。
Through Jesus, now death is abolished.
所以我们借着相信主耶稣基督，我们可以超越死亡。
And through believing in Christ, now we can overcome death.
所以我们的主呢，他愿意赐下一个新的生命给凡信靠他的人。
So our Lord wants to give this new life to whoever believes in Him.
所以我们的主耶稣基督为我们立了一个新约。
So that's why our Lord Jesus now make this new law.
借着这一个新约，我们能够胜过罪死魔的条例。
And through this new covenant, now we can overcome our enemies.
所以我们来信主的人，就是活在这个约里面。
So whoever believes in God, now we live in this new covenant.
像在这样的一个美好的约定，主向我们是永远不变他的约。
And through this new covenant, and never changing covenant.
所以到第四段经文的时候，
So that's why when we get to the fourth verses,
这是在第九章，
In chapter 9,
那第四次
Fourth time,
我们看到王后呢，慢慢的向国王来倾诉她心里面的意愿。
We see Esther making her request to the king.
以斯帖在这边说到，王若以为美，求你准苏珊城的犹大人，明日也照今日的旨意，将哈曼的十个儿子尸首挂在木架上。
He says, if it pleases the king, let tomorrow also be granted to the Jews.To do according to the edict of today, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows.
其实很多的时候，我们都被很多的福音朋友问起。
A lot of times, some gospel friends will ask us.
因为他们在看旧约圣经的时候，他们都觉得，哎呦，你们的神实在太残忍了。
When they just read the Old Testament, they will say that your God is cruel.
好像我们一开始的经文，我们不是说到不要以恶报恶吗？
In the beginning, when we wrote the, read the book of Romans, doesn't it say, do not repay evil with evil?
为什么在这里国王都已经答应救你们了，结果你们还把哈曼的十个儿子挂在木架上呢？
Then in Esther chapter 9, if God already pardoned all your people,But why do you still want to go after Haman's 10 sons?
那哈曼一个人受到惩处之后就好了，为什么还要影响到他的儿女呢？
Haman's already took his punishment. Why does his sons need to be killed?
那犹太人的生命已经得到保障就好了，为什么呢？在苏珊城里面还有另外300个人要赔上他们自己的性命呢？
If the Jews are already saved, why do they still need to fight and kill off 300 other people?
那为什么你们都已经蒙拯救了，全国各处还要有75,000个恨你们的人也一同被杀呢？
If the Jews are already saved, then why do the 75,000 of people that hated the Jews are now killed?
可是在16节的经文却让我们看到一个结论。
But then in verse 16, it tells us why.
他说到这样，
It says now,
犹大人脱离仇敌，得享平安。
That now the Jews are now departed from the enemies and now they have peace.
所以呢，神的心意在旧约时代
to rid the enemy. So in the Old Testament time,
是要神的选民不要沾染世俗上这些异邦的恶习。
God wants his people to be set apart from the foreigners.
我们读到圣经的时候，多少的时候以色列百姓被他们外邦的这些习俗影响之后，
And in the Old Testament times, how God's people are always influenced by the outsiders.
他们就学他们的样子，结果脱离了敬拜真神。
They started learning the cultures of the other nations, and then they started taking in idols from the other nations.
多少的时候我们看旧约经文的时候，以色列百姓呢，他们因为容忍外邦人，
A lot of times, how did God's people started worshiping other people?
到头来呢，他们反而被外邦人所辖制。
And then, at the end of the day, they were taken captives by
the other races. 所以去敬拜他们的假神。
And they started worshiping other idols from the other
races. 所以神的心意在那样的一个时代里面，是让我们知道除恶务尽。
So that's why at that time God's will is for us to be completely separated.
所以呢，如果仇敌的工作没有把它好好的解决的话，那反过来呢，又会使神的儿女受到辖制。
So if we don't put an end to all of the enemy's work, then it will come back and bite us.
所以呢，在那样古早的年代时候，神的心意就是你们一定要把仇敌给歼灭。
So that's why in the old times, the enemy has to be completely annihilated.
好，活在一个合神心意的生活。
So that God's people can be left alone.
可是我们到了新约时代，这个福音呢，已经跨越了神的选民，向着万族万邦而来。
But then in the New Testament times, the gospel is not only for the Jews; it's now for the Gentiles.
所以我们这些 好像那时候不是在犹大选民之内的人，我们都可以来信耶稣。
So that's why in the New Testament times, even though we are not Jews, we can still believe.
我们也可以知道，今天大部分的基督徒跟异教的朋友都不是一个真的一个针锋相对的一个情况。
And we can see that now all the other religions we coexist.
可是我们仍然要小心，有许多世界上的思想会影响到我们的行为。
But we still need to be careful that we don't take on the thinkings and influences from the other people.
因为这些思想无形中就成为我们的仇敌。
Because these thoughts, these other things will become our new enemy.
所以我们也常常有机会被我们的朋友们问到。
So a lot of times when our friends ask us,
圣经上也没有写不可抽烟。
The Bible never says you can't smoke.
也不可喝酒。
The Bible never says you can't drink.
也没有记载说啊，你们不可以看情色的影片。
The Bible never says that you can't watch porn.
也没有说到什么欲望不可以怎么样，不可以怎么样。
The Bible never says that you can't do this or do that.
圣经上也没有说不可以玩网络的游戏。
The Bible never says you can't play online games.
那为什么我们不能做呢？
Then why can't we do it?
既然没有讲，我们就是可以做的嘛。
Because it doesn't say no, we can do it, right?
反正神会保守我们，我们做也没有任何的影响。
Because God will keep us either way, then why can't we just do it?
这样的思想呢，实在是不正确的一个思想。
But brothers and sisters, I tell you that those thoughts are wrong.
因为圣经上虽然没有这样的一个禁令在那里。
Because even though the Bible doesn't explicitly say no.
但是我们个人的良心还有一个圣灵呢，在我们的里面会给我们一个提醒。
But through our conscience and the working of the Spirit, we should know.
因为我们知道我们里面的圣灵是以情欲来征战的。
We should be alert that we should not follow our lust.
当我们的良心不安，圣灵在那里禁止的时候，
When our conscience is not peaceful,
我们就应该停止不做。
Then we should stop doing what we were doing.
因为在那个时候呢，可能我们做的时候已经对我们的身体造成伤害。
Because it is at that time when you do that certain thing, you're already harming yourself.
圣经特别说到，就是我们的身体是神的殿。
Because the Bible says that our body is the temple of God.
所以我们要让我们的身体成为神的殿的时候，我们里面呢，我们就要有一个圣洁的思想。
So when we establish our body as the temple of God, we have to have the right thoughts.
如果我们里面没有按着神的心意在那里生活的时候，
if we don't live our life according to God's will,
就好像我们周五所交通到的。
And just like what we just learned on Friday,
我们的仇敌好像那个狮子一样，在遍地寻找可吞吃的人。
That our enemy is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
是的，我们可能可以做这些事，可以做那一些事情。
Yes, maybe we can do this or maybe we can do that.
因为圣经上都没有禁止我们去做那些事。
Because the Bible doesn't say no.
可是呢，那些事情呢，实际上都是仇敌可以把我们吞吃的一个机会。
But I tell you that it is through those things that the enemy can devour us.
所以如果我们不把这些事赶除在外的时候，
so that's why when we don't separate ourselves from those things,
其实就是连传道人也不例外。
And I tell you that it is the same for even the pastor.
常常就落入到仇敌的陷阱之中。
Even the pastors are put into temptation at times.
今天我们要保守我们的性命。
So today we want to keep our life.
我们要脱离仇敌。
So we have to be separated.
我们要享受主所赐给我们的平安。
We want to enjoy the peace that God wants us to have.
我们就要竭力的拒绝、断绝。逃避这些事情。
So that's why we have to work extra hard to set ourselves apart from these things.
不是因为我们信了主有了力量。
Not because that now we have believed in God, we are strengthened.
我们就不在意这些事情在我们的生活中一直的发生，不断的发生。
That these things will not occur around us anymore.
我们不是因为信了主有这个能力，我们就去好像当面就跟他们来面对。
It is not because that now we are strengthened, we want to face this temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们要脱离这一切的事情是非常非常的难。
Brothers and sisters, it is just very hard.
因为我们本来就是生活在这样的世界里。
Because in fact, we live in this world.
可是呢，我们常常思想到史弟兄的交通。
When we think about what Brother C has said,
他说呢，我们在教会里面，我们不是禁止人做那个，禁止人做这个。
He said that in our Bible, we never tell people don't do this or don't do that.
我们呢，是因为成为神的儿女，我们里面有一个圣灵的生命在我们的里面。
What we say is that now we have believed in God, now we have the indwelling Spirit.
这是这样一个圣灵的生命，把里面神所不喜悦的事顶出去。
It is because now we have the indwelling spirit. Now we can resist what the Spirit does not want to do. It is not that we can make a decision and say, I will never do this. And it is because now that we have received a new life, when this new life manifests, we can easily refuse these things. So brothers and sisters, be sensitive.
不是对这些事情麻木啊,
don't be numb.
我的意思是说我们要对罪要有一个敏锐的感觉。
What I'm trying to say is that be sensitive to sin.
不要让仇敌得到我们的地步。
Don't let the enemy take you captive.
所以呢, 在第四处的经文, 所以以斯帖就向王说, 王若以为美。
So that's why in chapter 9, Esther said, if it pleases the king,
请灭仇敌。
Kill off all the enemies.
所以我们说到结论的时候,
so as a conclusion,
我们真的知道以斯帖他得到这样一个王后的地位。
We see that now Esther is now a queen.
就是为着这样的一个现今的机会。
And it is because of this, she has now a chance.
就在那一个浪头上面, 她可以站立得稳。
It is now at that point she could stand firm for her people.
就在那一个浪头上面, 她愿意乘风破浪往前执行。
It is at that critical point she could step up for her people.
所以整个犹大人的生命就延续了下去。
So that's why the Jews kept to be sustained.
弟兄姊妹, 多少的时候, 神也给我们一个地位。
Brothers and sisters, how so often we have this unique position?
我们得到了一些地位。
We get put into a situation.
是为了什么呢?
Why?
当以前我们不做神的儿女, 我们不知道。
Before we became the children of God, we didn't recognize.
可是我们做了神的儿女, 我们知道, 神给我们这一切都叫我们来侍奉他。
But now we understand that as children of God, whatever situation we're put in, we are there to serve the Lord.
我们今日留心做神以为美的事。
So today, let us be mindful and do things that pleases the Lord.
我们愿意被圣灵来引导。
And let us be led by the Spirit.
我们就能够让基督的光见证光耀出来。
So that we can be a testimony of the light of the Lord.
我们今天留心做美的事。
Today, pay attention to the things we do.
我们就能够向己死。
So that we can deny ourselves.
让基督复活的生命再一次活在我们的里面。
And manifest this new life from Christ.
我们今天留心做美的事。
Today, if we pay attention and do the right thing,
我们愿意顺从圣灵的引导,
and obey the Spirit,
不但我们个人的性命得到保全,
not only your life will be saved,
我们的家人, 我们的亲族的性命也一同得到保全,
but your family, your whole race will be saved.
我们今日如果留心做那美的事,
today, if we pay attention and do the right thing,
我们愿意顺从圣灵的引带,
if we follow the Spirit's leading,
我们就有这样的能力对着罪死魔, 我们可以靠着基督来夸胜。
And now we can overpower the enemy and sin and death.
当神的选民有需要的时候,
when God's people are in need,
以斯帖他明白一件事情, 就是他得了王后的位分, 就是为了现今的机会。
Esther now understands that she became the queen so that she could save her people.
她把握机会为神来做事。
And she took that chance and she stood for the Lord.
这一句话也是我这一生侍奉神的一个座右铭。
And this is also what I looked at every time.
我非常喜欢焉知你得了王后位分这样的一句话。
I always like the saying that don't you realize that now you are the queen?
不是为着现今的机会吗?
Isn't it just for to do this one thing?
所以就从我单身的时日开始,
so when I was single,
当我有了一个工作, 我知道神把我安排在这个工作上面。
When I got my job, I knew that God put me there.
当我另外有一个工作, 又调转的时候, 我知道神把我安排在这个工作上面。
When I now have another job, I knew that it is God's will to also put me there.
为的是在这个工作上, 我能够好好的侍奉主。
So that it is at that workplace, I can serve the Lord.
当我结婚的时候, 我知道神让我预备, 遇到这样的一位姐妹, 是为了让我能够好好的侍奉主。
And when I was married, I knew that I met this sister because the Lord wanted me to worship him.
我也知道当主让我有了儿子有了女儿之后,
and I also understand that when my son and daughter were born,
赐给我这一切都是让我们能够全家在神的面前一同侍奉。
The Lord gave me my children so that my family can now serve the Lord.
多少的时候可能我也会被引诱,
A lot of times, sometimes I face temptation.
可是感谢赞美主，是因为我们可以回到神的面前。
But thanks to the Lord, it is because every time we can still turn back to the Lord.
神还要加我们力量。
God wants to strengthen us some more.
当我们愿意侍奉主的时候
，When we're willing to obey,
神就把他那个圣灵的生命放在我们的里面。
Then God gives us His Spirit some more.
很多时候，好像我们对着一些环境都很难把它去除出去。
A lot of times you see your situations and you say that there's no way out.
可是我们知道，就在那一个时间点里面。恰好一件事情发生了，就让我们脱离整个的一个痛苦的环境。
But that it is usually at that crucial moment, something turns up and you are now saved.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, that's our Lord.
他常常为我们预备美好的事物。
That he prepares good things for us.
我们要相信他。
Let us be faithful.
我们要依靠他。
Let us rely on him.
我们好好在他的面前留心做他所喜悦的事。
And before him, let us do the things that please him.
愿神祝福每一位弟兄姊妹，也祝福我们中间的福音朋友。
May God bless us and our gospel friends.
愿我们都得到那永远的生命。
So that we can all receive this eternal life.
好，我们再来唱诗歌。
Let us sing the